The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Daf Hei. We've discussed by Richus the Briskerov Zisoid, that the psul that's discussed by us, Barichus, in the sugis of Shaloi Lishma is not just a hedar, it's not just a lack of Lishma, which is created by the fact that the Oivid thought a machshava of Shaloi Lishma. I mean, say, it's not just that by thinking a machshava shaloi lishma, one is oiker, the machshava, the stomiest of the shah. The natural state of kachim, that when it's shechted, when the dam is niskabel, nizrak, and so on, that it's being done lishma, because stoma lishma, it is that way, like we explained in the previous year, is not that it's nekar al yidei a machshava shaloi lishma, but a machshava shaloi lishma, even though the carbon itself by nature is lishma, is the carbon is a maisa of zrika of the carbon that's supposed to be, because the kedusha defines the act that's being carried out. However, there's a psul because a machshava, it's a machshava pesel. Same way, pigul doesn't mean that it's missing a machshava of eating the carbon the next day or the next day and a half, the way the carbon is supposed to be eaten. But pigul means that you've created a pasus, you've created something, a virus, so to speak. It's not that the computer is missing the program, it's that there's a virus destroying the program. The same thing as machshava shaloi lishma. That's the Briskerov's raya. Rabbi Chonon, in Kovit Shiurim, in Chelek Beis, Rabbi Chonon has simonim on different inyonim, and the simon over there that's labeled Shaloi Lishma, in Kodshim, he brings this Yisoid, B'Shem, Rabbi Reb Chaim Halevi. We said the Yisoid B'Shem the Biskarov, because that's the rights of Arichos, but it's really Reb Chaim's Yisoid. And he brings over there that Reb Chaim asked a Kasha on a Toisvis, in Menoches Daf Mem Beis, which would seem to contradict our theory. This Yisoid from the Biskarov. What's the Toisvis Menoches? Toisvis Menoches talks about what happens if somebody makes tzitzis, over there is the sugi of tzitzis, and Taisim Menachos discusses what happens if somebody makes a pair of tzitzis, and over there also has to be made lishma. We discussed making matzah, building a sukkah, lulav, so on, all these things have to be made lishma. Stam, Sefer Torah, mezuzah, and tefillin have to be made lishma. And what happens if he thinks about a machsheves lishma, and a machshava shaloi lishma? He thinks that he's making tefillin, and he also thinks that he's making something else. He thinks that he's making a kameo, he thinks that he's making something for practice, but it doesn't have kedushas tefillin. Does that passel, or does it not passel? And Tosfos over there brings a raya that we find in Kachim. We're gonna, Mitzvah Hashem, learn the sugis in front of us in the next few prokim, where it's clear in the Mishnayos, and machsheves lishmo, v'shaloi lishmo, and Kachim passels. The same is true by tzitzis, ad kan divrei Tosfos Menachos. Frekt Reb Chaim, quoted by his Talmud Reb Chonon, L'chor, the raya is not a raya. Machsheves tzitzis is that there is no stoma. One needs to think that he's making a pair of tzitzis in order that the act of making the tzitzis has a status of a act of creation of tzitzis. Mashen came by kochim. The maisa of the kochim is by itself a maisa lishma, but the machsheves shalei lishma passels the carbon. If that's true, then l'chor by kochim it makes more sense that shalei lishma along with lishma passels, because even though the carbon has in it the definition of being made lishma because of the machshava lishma, but it also has a machshava apaiselas. But if we say that all lishma is, let's say by tzitzis, is only that there has to be a machshava in order to define the maisa as being such, then if he thinks yeah lishma, but he also thinks not lishma, lemaisa in his handiwork, in what he's doing, is a machshava of lishma. What difference is there that a machshava shaloi lishma is also there? If it's a davar poisel, then it makes sense. It would seem clear, Rabbi Chanan says, that the Tosfos in Menachos does not hold like Reb Chaim in the Briskerov. Which is all fine and well, because one of the ikarais that we discussed back in Dav Gimel was in the way the Rambam sets up the dinim of lishma v'shaloi lishma. And one of the kashas that are resolved with that defining what's in the stoma lishmo and what's in the machshava hapoiselus of shaloi lishmo, is answering Tosfos Kasha on Daf Beis, who talks about there being two sugis. Why do we need two psukim? And we said that according to Rashi and Daf Mevov, who clearly does not go with Tosfos, the Teretz is like the Biskarov. That's the Biskarov's riot as you saw it. Tosfos also asks various kashas that don't line up with the Biskarov's Yisoid. It would seem clear that in essence this is a Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis asks a kasha which would l'chayra clearly define him as having a different mahalach in the whole Sugya Shel Lishma the Rambam. Tosfos wants to know the one of the golden rules of Kodshim, which we don't have in other areas, is whenever there's a din that passels in any area of halacha, something that passels a lulav, a sukkah, something that passels a get, a kedushin, a chalitza, well, in whatever area halacha we're talking about, the klal is always if the Torah is megala that this din is ma'akev, so then that's that. In Kodshim, the Gemara learns out that if you have one pasuk, so then that would only tell you that that's a lechatchila. It would tell you that that din is neser. Let's say if the Torah tells you that the kohanim have to wear big dekuna, if there's one pasuk, that tells you there's a mitzvah for them to wear big dekuna, but not necessarily is that likuva. The lashon of the Gemara is shoni akro la'akiv. You need a second pasuk to tell you that that mitzvah, that detail of the halacha described, is of the nature of li'ikuva, and if you don't have it, you weren't mekayim, you didn't do the avodah if he doesn't have the begotten. Tosfos says that l'chayrin shalal l'shma, the Gemara discusses by us, maybe shalal l'shma, who says, the Gemara wants to know, what's this breakdown, that shalal l'shma is lo yotzi dechevasoi, but the carbon is kosher. And maybe the pasuk is telling you, that the carbon is pasul l'gamri. Tosfos says, what do you mean? If all you have is one pasuk, shoni akosav la'akev, you need two psukim. According to the Rambam, according to the way we're saying in Rashi, l'chayra, if what the Torah is describing to you is not a detail of the mitzvah necessary, that the kahanim have to be barefoot, and they have to wear big dekuna, and they have to tovel themselves, and they have to wash their hands in the kin, the kahanim, and so on and so forth, all the details that are important for avodah. There's another detail called shalai l'shma. But if we understand that what's nizgala in the pasuk is a psul, there's no level of psul where it's not ma'akev. Psul means it destroys. A virus in the program means it destroys the program. You can't necessitate a psul. One is just to tell you it's not good, and the second one is to tell you it's so not good that it passels it even b'di'evit. That doesn't make sense. The only time we have this necessitation for two psukim is only when there's a chelik of the mitzvah. This is one of the details of how the carbon should be brought. A. B. If you don't have that, that it passes the carbon. So the chayru, it's clear that the shalai l'shma b'mishna satoisvis is a detail that you need a machshava l'shma. A shalai l'shma takes away from its standing as l'shma. The shalai l'shma is oiker, the machshavas l'shma, and thereafter you have a carbon without l'shma. So maybe they only need that l'chadchil. Maybe you don't need that b'di'evit. No. Shani ha'kaz l'akav. That's Tosfos Kasha. It seems clear that from that Tosfos also. There's another piece of Gemara where a straightforward reading of the Gemara L'chayr sounds like Tosfos. That's the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses, we discussed the previous year, the Svara of Mino Machriv, Loi Mino Loi Machriv. The Machshava which passels is a Machshava of Kachim. Somebody's bringing a carbon oil. The virus that passels, the Machshava Shalei L'shma that passels, is only a Machshava of another carbon. B'mkoy Moili, you think of Shlom, and so on. Mashenkin, thinking that you're bringing, that you're just shechting a carbon l'shem chulin, does not passel, it's not binyan, it's kilu having a virus where, the virus has to be recognized by that version of Windows in order to get into the program to destroy it, kiviyoko. But what happens if the virus is something totally different? It doesn't even click, it doesn't even get into the computer to passel it. So a machshava of chulin loy mino loy machiv doesn't passel because doesn't plug in to the carbon. That's the idea of the Gemara. The Gemara lemaisa b'teichat varm and gimel amud beis discusses a svara that if machshavas kachim passels, machshavas chulin certainly passels. It's not clear how to read the Gemara because the Gemara on Amud Aleph talks about mino machiv loy mino loy machiv, what we just discussed. But still, a machshavas chulin l'chayr is more passel. Tosfos explains that the Gemara is bringing up another tzad of the same idea. You're telling me that machshavas shaloi lishmo only passes by kochim. This is far that it has to be mino, it has to be me'ein. The machshava of kochim, only a machshava of another korban, creates a problem. On the other hand, think about it. The Gemara is saying chulin is much worse. And Tosfos says what that means is like misasik, if a person, there's a psula misasik, if a person does something and he thinks he's doing something else, that negates the validity, halachic validity of the maisa that he's doing. If a person thinks that he's pulling up, he picks up a piece of grass, he thinks he's pulling up a piece of grass that's already been nitlash, that's already removed from the ground, and lamaisa he picks up a piece that's mechubar. The act that he's concentrating on is picking up a piece of grass, not being toilish, grass from growth. So mela on Shabbos, it would not be halachically defined as a maisa of chilul Shabbos, of being oikadov migedulah. The same is true for a person who's misasik. He doesn't know that what he's shechting is a carbon. He thinks he's shechting stam behemah for a barbecue. So over there we call him a misasik. And Taisu says that misasik l'chor is worse because it's so oikir the shem maisa, you see that it's oikir b'chol atar kula. So l'chor, Taisu is learning that the Gemara's whole Dion, the whole Shach of Atayah, in discussing the sugya of Lishma and Shaloi Lishma, was all, when do we say that the Machshav Lishma, the Stom Lishma, is Nekar, and when not? Mamish, the way we learned up in Tosfos. Rashi and Gimel Mabez is not clear, but he doesn't learn the Gemara that way. That's clear. Rashi has a problem, because the Gemara is talking about two different things. One part of the Gemara is talking about a machshava poiseles, and over there the virus, a poiseles, is more a problem when it's machshava of another korban, then it's machshava of korban. On the other hand, legabe the misasik, which defines you as not halachli doing that maisa, a machshava schulin, lechare should be worse. And the question is whether you could undo the maisa of shchitas korbanos by messing up and thinking that you're doing something else. Which is why they hold, Rashi and the Rambam hold, that a machshava of kochim, a machshava of shalei lishma is only a machshava hapoiselis. That the pashtus of the Gemara would sound like Tosfos. There's another point in that Gemara of mina machiv loy mina loy machiv, which interestingly is also totally in a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos l'chayra in how to learn the sugya, totally unrelated to what we're discussing. But lemaisa from the Gemara's comparison of these two nidoinim, you see again a totally different look at the sugya between Rashi and Tosfos. Let's go, delve for a second into the sugya of kli cheres. The halacha is that a regular kli, tumas and tayus, which is not negei halacha lemaisa, the halacha is a regular kli. If a sheretz, a zov, a nida touches that kli, the kli becomes tame. And the kli could be mitame, oichel that's in it, because it touches it. Like any chain of transmission of tuma goes by touch. What's nischadish in the din of kli cheres, earthenware, kelim, is that they're not metame by touch. If something touches, if a sheretz touches the outside of a tanur or another type of kli made out of cheres, it's not tame. It has to touch, first of all, the base kibble, the inside, and another chiddush, that's a kula. In the same vein, since the inside is what's nitma, it's not the earthenware, the idea is very straightforward. It's not the kli itself that has cheshivas, it's made out of earthenware. It's made out of something which has no cheshivas. What's choshuv about earthenware is not the raw material. It's that it's serviceable to be used as a kli. The part that's serviceable is not the cheres itself. That's nothing. It's the base kibble that's inside. The same vein, the avir of a kli cheres is metame. If there's a sheretz that's suspended in the ear space of a kli cheres, any oichel that will be in that kli cheres will become tame. So one of the details that's discussed is in the dinim of kli cheres, and that's what the Gemara brings up in the discussion of mino and loy mino, when it's when the problem that creates something is similar to the basis of where the problem is, like we're saying about a machsheves chulin as opposed to a machsheves kochim in a carbon. The Gemara brings up a parallel of the halachas in a kli cheres. If the kli cheres has a toich b'toich toich, that means that there's the sheretz is not suspended in the same ear space, in the same kli, as an oichel. There's a tanur. In the tanur, there's another kli. And in that kli is oichel. in the airspace of the tanner outside of that kli, which is inside the tanner, is a sheretz. So in a way, they're inhabiting the same airspace, which would be mitame. That's the loch of avir kli cheres mitame. And as a chakiru, whether that means that ilu the Torah is mechadish, that being in the same airspace is halachically defined as touching when it comes to the airspace of a kli cheres, or no, there's a new halacha called avir kli cheres mitame. We'll discuss that in a second. But the halacha is that if they're in two separate airspaces, in the same airspace, they're both in the kli cheres, but one is in a separate kli in the airspace of the tanur, the halacha is that defines them as being in two separate places. A careful reading of Tosfos and Tosfos Kashas and Rashi would seem to indicate that there's two different ways of learning the sugya. According to Tosfos, the pshat is that even though the tanur is, so to speak, surrounding both the oichel and the sheretz, but the fact that the oichel is in another kli, the oichel is in a small kli cheres, or a regular kli, made out of anything, and it's in the airspace of the tanur, that means that at the end of the day, the two of them are not in the same airspace. If they're not in the same airspace, it's not matame. Or maybe not. According to Rashi, it would seem that be'etzim, the fact that both of them are in the airspace of the tanur, is lemaisa, enough to define them as both being in the same airspace. However, there's a halacha that a chatzitza breaks the connection between two things. Meaning, say, is it just that they're not anymore in the same airspace, or they are in the same airspace because they're both in the same tanur, but there's a halacha of chatzitza which positively defines these two as not being able to transmit tuma one to another. It seems to be Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The details in the Sugya of Kli Cheres are intricate and not worth going into in the this shir. However, it would L'chaira, learning the Gemara the way we're learning Shilal Dishma, L'chaira, Rashi and Tosfos have to learn the Sugya differently. According to Tosfos, Machsheves Lishma, and Machsheves Shilal Lishma is that the carbon is wired, is pre-programmed to be lishma. If you think of machshava shalei lishma, you're oiker, you destroy the stomach, the status of the maisa as a maisa lishma, in which case it blibes without a machshava lishma. So why doesn't machshava schoon do the same thing? You'll have to say that machshava schoon, since it doesn't play with the which carbon it is, so it doesn't destroy its standing as a carbon which is brought with a maisa of lishma. But according to Tosfos, all that means is that this could take away the lishma, this can't. According to Tosfos, there's no lomdus of a machshava poiseles. So according to Tosfos, the comparison in the Gemara of mina machriv, loy machriv, to kli cheres is, does this get into the, does the machshava of chulin get into the carbon, or because it's inhabiting a different airspace. It's inhabiting a machshava of chulin. It's not a machshava of kachem. It can't undo the wiring that this maisa of the carbon is being brought lishma. So it's the same thing as saying, is this inhabiting the same airspace? Is it not? Is it kli cheres? But let's say the kli inside the kli cheres is a different type of kli. Does that define that as not being in the airspace of the kli cheres or not? That's the comparison. According to Rashi, what's going on is something else. According to Rashi, Machsheves Chulin is not a Machsheva HaPoiseles. It's not a virus Bechlal. So what you have to say is by Kli Cheres, what's the comparison? Something's inhabiting two different airspaces. What does that have to do with Machsheva HaPoiseles or not? Because again, Be'etzem, they are inhabiting the same airspace. Two things that are inhabiting the same airspace in a Tanur and a Kli Cheres should transmit Tumah one to another. However, there's a dover hachoitzitz that blocks that transmission of tumah. That's the new halacha of mino machiv, loy mino loy machiv, that something is blocking that from being compatible in order to transmit a virus. In that sense, it's a more lomdische teich of what happens by klicha. It's not just geographical, but there's a din that blocks transmission, the fact that there's something else there. In that sense, that really is what's going on in Machshava Shalei Lishma. It's not just a lack of Machshava Lishma, but it's a virus, and there's something that's blocking the virus from getting into the program, into the system. That's the comparison. So the Gemara Chesh Minzal at every step of the way, Rashi and Tosfos Lushita Sam,
The Yisrael, the Briskerov, and Reb Chaim, like we say, is L'cho'ira, not consistent with Shittas Tosfos, not Tosfos Daf Beis, not Tosfos Daf Dal, not Tosfos Daf Gimel L'gabei Kli Cheres, not Tosfos Menachos Daf Mem Beis that we mentioned, but it does resolve a lot of the difficulties in Rashi and the Rambam. That would seem to be the pshat according to them.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.